Today's share in the Dear Shemishta Brew Yomi program is Daf Resh Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishta Brua, and we're going to begin and Emir Tzashem conclude Simin Shin Mem Ches, which is only one sif, which deals with stretching your hand out from Rishus HaYochid when it's filled with something into Rishus HaRabin. We'll see inside in a second what this means. The Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Haya Omei B'Rishus HaYochid. A person is standing inside his house. He has, let's say, apples in his hand, he has fruits in his hand, and he sticks his hand out the window or out the doorway, and his hand is now in the Rishus HaRabim. And this is Besoch HaSor, it's within 10 Tfachim of the ground, so he's within the Rishus HaRabim. Remember, we learned previously that above 10 Tfachim, you're technically not in the Rishus HaRabim. So this person has stuck his hand from inside the house, and he's put it into the Rishus HaRabim area, i.e., within 10 Tfachim of the ground. So what is the halach over here? If he did this by accident, b'shogeg, he forgot it Shabbos, he didn't realize he was going into Rishus HaRabim, so then mutar lachzir, he's allowed to withdraw his hand back, la'oso chatzir, but only into the exact place that he was from. For example, he can bring his hand back into the house, he can't put his hand outside into the yard, that would be Rishus HaYochid, that was a different Rishus HaYochid. However, v'oso lahoshito l'chatzir acheres, as I just said, the Mechaber tells us he's not allowed to go, according to the first opinion over here, and bring this item, the fruit, from the house, he put his hand out into the public area, into Rishus HaRabim, he can't bring it back into a different Rishus HaYochid, he's only allowed to bring it back into the same house, the same Rishus HaYochid that it came from. That's if he did it accidentally. Didn't be amazed, but if he did this intentionally, he knew it was Shabbos, he put his hand outside, so then, Osir, he's not allowed to withdraw his hand. He can't bring his hand back into the house, and as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, according to this first Machmir opinion, you have to leave your hand outside all day, because you're not allowed to move it back inside the house. The rabbis counseled you in this situation. Let's understand these two dinim over here a little bit better, the shogeg and mezeg examples, by looking at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that we're underneath 10 tfachim, we're within 10 tfachim of the ground, and that's why we're in the Rishus HaRabim. Because de lamala me'asara b'Rishus HaRabim hu makom tur, because above 10 tfachim of the ground in Rishus HaRabim, it no longer, as we've already learned, has a status of Rishus HaRabim, it has a status of being a domain called the makom tur, which you're actually allowed to go l'chatchila and even bring something from Rishus HaYochid into that type of domain. As we've already learned, k'dileil b'simin shin men hei sif yud beis. You are allowed to do this l'chatchila, according to many, and therefore, if a person is allowed to do this l'chatchila, so he's certainly allowed to go bring his hand back. Now, it's not so clear that he's allowed to do this l'chatchila. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschu B'Soch HaSara brings down over here that Hinei B'Tosos Shabbos Gimel Omid Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Gimel Omid Beis, Tosos brings down Da'afilu l'chatchila mutar lahotzi l'mala me'asara, that as I mentioned, you're allowed to go and do this l'chatchila, but the Rashba in his Chidushim disagrees with Tosos and says l'chatchila it's also also to do this because of the concern Dilma Osi la'afuki l'mata me'asara. You may forget yourself and not realize, and suddenly you thought you were above 10 tfachim and it's a makom tur, but suddenly you're below 10 tfachim and you have transferred something from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. And he brings down, this is the opinion of his Rebbe as well, V'chein kosav b'shem rabo l'isser. And the Chofetz Chaim then brings down V'chein kosav miri. The miri says the same thing, and he tells us to look in the Prima Gadim, Shemitzadi, Gam Kim b'shem Rashi, L'achmer B'zeh. All of these three shown him over here, the Rashba, the miri, the Rebbe of the Rashba, and Rashi, all are machmir, and don't allow you l'chatchila to go bring something from your Rishus HaYochid above the 10 tfachim of the Rishus HaRabim into what is a makom tur. Again, because of the concern that you may come to put it down below 10 tfachim, or drop it, as we'll see. And the Chofetz Chaim includes, he says, Ulepela shalohivi divrei Rashba. He says, I don't understand why they don't bring the opinion of the Rashba over here in our case. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis tells us, B'shogeg, the Mechaber said, you're allowed to go withdraw your hand back into the Rishus HaYochid, but only into the same Rishus HaYochid. After Avad Yisura, even though you did something wrong, you did an Akira, Sha'asa Akira B'Rishus HaYochid, you uprooted it from the Rishus HaYochid by taking your hand outside from the Rishus HaYochid, Kidei Lahotzi Rishus HaRabim, and you brought it into the domain of the Rishus HaRabim. If you're B'Soch HaSara, you're actually in the domain of the Rishus HaRabim, albeit it's not a Hanochi yet. Nevertheless, afilu hochi lo kansur abonon kivin the b'shogi gosa. So even though you didn't fully commit a nisa daraisa, the rabbis did allow you to go bring it back over here because you did this unintentionally. You did this by accident. You didn't realize it's Shabbos, or you didn't realize it was into Rishus HaRabim. And you aren't allowed, according to this machmir opinion, to bring it back to a chotzer at cheres. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Gimel, kidei shelo yiskaya machshavto shechoshav lefanoso misham, in order that the person shouldn't fulfill his intention of removing it from this rishus hayachid, so you're not allowed to go bring it via rishus harabim into another rishus hayachid. So therefore, the rabbis considered you that you're only allowed to bring it back into your own rishus hayachid that you came from, even though you did this b'shogeg. But to another chotzer, Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah, lechotzer acheres, you're not allowed to, according to this opinion, even if your intention was to bring it to the Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, gamkin also lehoshito lechotzer acheres, even then, you're not allowed to go put it into another chotzer, because as we just pointed out before, you did fulfill your intention to remove it from the Rishus HaYachid that it was in, and therefore, you're not allowed to go and put it into a different Rishus, even if it's another Rishus HaYachid. And the reasoning behind this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is the Chayshinon Dilmo Zimno Achrita, because we're concerned that the next time, Shadi Luhu Lushus Rabbi, you'll forget yourself. Well, last time I was able to take it out this window and bring it into that Chatzer that was a Rishus HaYachid, now I can go bring it into this Chatzer that is a Rishus HaRabbi. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Omer, he brings down another opinion, and this is in the Sha'arot Zion Oz Gimel, the Morgan Avraham and the Shem of the Rambam, and it's also from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that he says, it's only if your intention was to bring it into this other courtyard that you're not allowed to do this, because that was your original intention. And therefore, if you were allowed to go put it into the other courtyard, so then you've actually done exactly what you wanted to, and you weren't allowed to do this. However, according to these Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel, Abolim Kavanaso Lotzil Rishus HaRabim, if his intention was to bring it into Rishus HaRabim, then Mutu Lafanos LeChotzer, then you would be allowed to bring it into another Chotzer. When you retract your hand, you don't have to retract it back into your own Rishus HaYachid, you can bring it into another Rishus HaYachid. This is true when both of these Rishus HaYachids, the house that you're in and the house that's adjacent to you, there is no Rishus HaRabim in between you. We discussed this yesterday, and you can see this in footnote number 12 in the Dirshu footnotes from yesterday's shir on this page. And he says, if these two Rishus HaYachids are on the same side of the street, Bishura Achas, what we call Diyuta Achas, Im Zeh HaChotzer, they're both on the same side, then it wouldn't be allowed. Unless Elozeh Kinegazeh, if they're on the opposite sides of the street, like we can see in the diagram from yesterday in Dirshu footnote number 14. However, if they are on the same side of the street, like we see in footnote number 12 in the diagram, then then, as we pointed out, that's an isadaraisa based upon the Gemara and Shabbos, what they did with the Mishkan, with the Levim transferring from a wagon to another wagon. And this is true, even if it's above 10 tefachim, as we learned in yesterday's shir, Kamosha Kosov Le'el B'Sof Simen Shemem Zayin. Dirshu footnote number 1 does make a distinction, however, if the Rishus HaRabim is not in between the two houses and you're just sticking your hand out into the Rishus HaRabim that's on the way and then transferring it to the Rishus HaYachid, then that may not be an Issur D'oraisa in that situation. Ayin in Dirshu footnote number 1 over here. So this is the halach if you did this b'shogeg. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim b'mezid. We said that you're not allowed to go and bring your hand back inside. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hey, the Kansu Rabbanan, the rabbis gave you a knas over here, they punished you. Mishum Da'avad Isur, you did this intentionally, and that was Asur, and therefore, what should you do? Keep your hand out there with the apple in it, the fruit in it, until nightfall. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Oshito Lechotzer Acheres brings down that that prohibition that we said that you can't bring it back into another yard. He brings down the name of Achronim, that this is true even if it's your own other Rishus HaYachid, but it's a separate Rishus HaYachid, or even if it's one in an Erev, so you're still not allowed to go bring it into another area. And he says, Ayin b'Achronim, the lav davka hushata, this is not only if you're actually holding it in your hand and transferring it there, but the same issa would be true even for Zrika, you can throw it there as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, there are those that restrict this din that we just said to only if your hand was already out there on Friday afternoon before Shabbos started. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in that situation, Oz Kansur Rabbanon, Al Shehisho Es Yodo B'mezid Ba'avi Rishus HaRabim, Ashetechshach. In that situation, the rabbis gave you a knas over here. You stuck your hand out there before Shabbos to have that thing there in the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore they put a knas on you in that situation. Kishotzia mibojom only. However, Abul Motzia Misha Chashecha, if you did this after Shabbos started, then Mutu Lachzira, then you are allowed to go and return your hand. The reasoning being, Shemo Yashlicha Miyado V'yavo Lidei Chiyav Chatas, because the Mechaber is telling us over here that we're concerned that you may drop it, and then you'll actually be over in Issa Chatas over here because you brought it out on Shabbos, and now you're dropping it into Shul Sarabim on Shabbos, and that would be a real Issa Daraisa potentially. We'll see in a moment, it's not really a Chiyav Chatas over here. We'll explain that when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. But first, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin. The Mechaber said that you're allowed to bring it back according to this more lenient opinion, the Siyei Shomrim, if you brought it out there after Shabbos started. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin that you're allowed to return it, Rosh Alam, Ali Osa Chartza, only into the same Rishos HaYachid that it came from, into that yard that you brought it out from, you can bring it right back in there. The concern was because you may come, if you left your hand out there, like we concede you when you put it out there on Erev Shabbos, where there's no concern for an Issa Daraisa, because the Akira was done before Shabbos started. Here, the Akira was done on Shabbos, so there's a potential for an Issa Daraisa, so therefore, we are more lenient in this situation to prevent you from doing an Issa Daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Hai Lishna Lav Davka, it's not really a Chiyav Chatas that you could be led to over here, because a Chiyav Chatas is only when you do something B'shogeg. And Daha, B'mezid Mayri, here we're talking about that you stuck your hand out on purpose, so you wouldn't be Chayav Chatas no matter what. So why do we say this Chiyav Chatas over here? El Rosh Lomar, he's coming to tell us over here that you may come to forget Shema Yishkach V'Yishlach Miyodo V'Yavu Lidei Melocha Sheyesh Bo Chiyav Chatas L'Ha'usim Mishkoga. Then in this situation, if you were to forget that it's Shabbos and you were to drop it from your hand, then the Hanocha would occur and the Akira would have occurred as well on Shabbos. And if somebody were to do this Akira and Hanocha together on Shabbos, that would be an Issa Daraisa, which if you did Bishogi would be a Chiyav Chatas. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Ozayin points out, but here it wouldn't be a Chatas anyway. Avo Bazeh, less B'chiyav Chatas, D'ha Bo'inun Shiyat Chiloso V'sof V'shkoga. Here you need to have both the beginning part, the Akira and the Anocha B'shogik to be Chayav Chatas. And here, V'hocha also Chiloso B'mezit. You actually put your hand out there B'mezit on Shabbos. So even though the second part, the Hanocha, would be by accident, that still would not be a Chiyav of a Chatas. So the language of Chiyav Chatas is Lav Davka, as the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Masha ain't king kishotzia mi bojom. But if you put your hand out there on Friday afternoon, there is no potential for a chiyav chatas. Afilu miyashlich lebasof. Even if you were to drop it and make the hanocha on Shabbos, that would only be half of it. That would only be hanocha. Lo yiraki suru ba'amo. That would be nisa derabanan. Daha lo also akira b'shabbos, because you never did an actual akira on Shabbos. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then he brings down the El Yerabah. Ba'ayim be'El Yerabah, shemetzadi lohokel ki'ay shayye shomrim, shekein das harbi rishonim. He brings down from the El Yerabah, in the name of many rishonim, that in fact, you can rely upon this more makel opinion over here, that says that we're only talking about that it's forbidden to bring your hand back when you brought it out on Friday afternoon. But if you brought your hand out Friday night, then you'd be allowed to go bring it back into the same rishus on Friday night to prevent you from potentially being over in Issa Daraisa. Finally, the Mechaber concludes over here and he says, "Bamed dvar mamurim, what are we talking about over here? That you're not allowed to bring something, the fruits from the inside of the Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim. That's Kishotzia L'Rishus HaRabim. That was only talking about the case of Rishus HaRabim. However, Abul Motzia L'Karmelis, if you bring it into a Karmelis, so then the Chol Gavim Mutalachzira. Then in both the Shogeg or a Mezit situation, you would be allowed to go and return your hand because there is no potential over here for an Issa Daraisa when you bring it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus of a Karmelis." And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tess. She'enu ela shvus d'rabbanan. At worst, if you dropped it over there, so you did the Akira and the Anocha, it would only be an Issa d'rabbanan. And therefore, afilu moyo mashlich osom shom lehedja, even if you intentionally dropped it over there, lo osru, the rabbis didn't forbid you over here to go bring it back inside because of that, the hevi ke'en gezeru l'gzeru, because the whole Issa that you could possibly be doing over here would be an Issa d'rabbanan. And if we didn't let you bring in your hand back inside, then it would be basically a gzera l'gzera. We don't let you bring your hand in because it may be over in Issa d'rabbanan, so we normally don't make a gzera l'gzera. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot Yud that this would be permissible in any situation. Bein b'shogeg perish, he says in Sivkot Yud, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether you brought your hand out there originally, intentionally or unintentionally, you'd be allowed to return it if it was into a karmelis. V'davko le'osu chotzu mutalachzir, but even in this situation, you're only allowed to bring it back into the same chotzer that it came from, avolo l'chotzer acheres, but not into another chotzer. And I'm guessing the reasoning is the Mishnah brought down previously, because if you brought it back into a different chotzer, then niskaya machshav to legamri, then you would have accomplished what you wanted to do, and therefore the rabbis only let you bring it back into the same chotzer. Then the Mishnah Berura concludes with the following. He brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Vahagra b'beyura, in the Bir Hagra, the Vilna Gaon says, Masik l'isur b'karmelis kemo b'shus harabim. The Vilna Gaon disagrees with the leniency that the Mechaber brought down, and says that you would be forbidden to stick your hand out and bring it back in, even if you brought it into a karmelis and not a rishus harabim. And he says, Hamafana chafotzim mizovis l'zovis, v'nimlach aleim lotzion. If somebody picked up something in his Rishus HaYochid, and he picked it up, so he did an Akira, but he was planning on putting it in another part of the Rishus HaYochid, so there's no Isser in doing that Akira, and then he changes his mind, and he brings it outside. So likewise, in that situation, Potem Michatas, that is not an Issa Doraisa, because when you picked it up, it was with a perfectly permissible intention, and therefore, you didn't do the Akira B'Isser. Shaloha Issa Akira Mishor Rishon Lekach. Your original picking it up was not an Isser. And therefore, when you pick it up and bring it outside now, v'nimtza d'lo also ela hanocha. All you did wrong was the hanocha by bringing it outside, v'les meirach yisru ba'alma, and that would only be an issa d'rabbanan. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds, haya kone biyado, if a person has a stick of some sort in his hand, v'higbiya kotzeo echod, he lifts up one end of the stick, v'kotzeo sheni munach baritz, the other end of the stick is still on the ground. And then, v'chazer v'higbiya kotzeo sheni, then he goes and lifts up the second part of the stick, the other end of the stick, and he had put the first part of the stick down now. And he does this all day long, afilu kol yom kula. So then in this situation, potter, he hasn't done an issa d'oraisa. But as the Chafetz Chaim himself points out in Os Yud Aleph, in the Shaar HaTzion, this would be an issa d'rabbanan. Aval asim d'rabbanan to do this. The reason why it's not an issa d'oraisa is kivan shlo akar kol akona mi'aretz. He never did a full akira over here. Each time, one end of this stick was still on the ground. So therefore, it's not called an Akira, and therefore you can't be over in Issa Deraisa if you go and move this, either Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, or if you were to carry it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim in this fashion. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yem Moshach HaChepetz, if you were dragging this item, Ugeroro Ala Oretz, Mitrilas Arba, Lesov Arba, if you dragged it from the beginning of 4 Amos to the end of 4 Amos, in other words, you moved this entire stick a distance of 4 Amos in the Shus HaRabim, then Chayiv, you would be over in Issa D'Raisa. Shamagalgel Okerhu, because dragging something over here, rolling it on the ground, the Gemara tells us, is in fact an Akira, and therefore you have done an Akira and a Hanocha in a Shus HaRabim, and you will be over in Issa D'Raisa. With this, we conclude today's shir.